Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it is a holiday weekend. Beautiful weather. We're working. You're working.
Mm-hmm.
You're working Monday, too, right?
I am working Monday, yes.
Twins baseball will be on the air.
Yes, pregame at 2:30 on Monday.
So I will be standing by.
Yes.
So I am working.
Kind of.
And that's my story.
Just in case it rains in Houston and the roof doesn't work and we get a rain out, you'll be
Anything
ready.
Could happen. Anything could happen.
True.
This is the time of year where commencement speeches are happening.
Yeah.
Do you remember, where did you go to college?
UMD in
Duluth. UMD.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have like a fancy graduation speaker?
Not fancy. Yeah. Nobody I remember.
Mine, no. I don't remember either. He was like, and Marquette has had some cool, like Marley Matlin.
Yeah.
Is their speaker at Marquette University this year.
Cool.
But Marley is like, I think her daughter goes to Marquette, which is kind of cool. The actress.
On this topic, maybe this is what you're about to say. Did you see Tom Hanks?
No.
He gave the speech, I believe, at Harvard, right? And it was hilarious. If you just Google some clips of his commencement speech, it's amazing. I loved it. And I just saw a little clip of it, you know, on the morning news programs.
Right.
It was great. Very fun.
Oh, cool.
Very fun.
All right, I'll look for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a little sample of a commencement address at the University of Massachusetts at Boston.
Okay.
The commencement speaker is Robert Hale, who is a billionaire. And listen to what happened.
And for us, the greatest joys we've had in our life have been the gift of giving. So each of you is getting $1,000 cash.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
2,500 graduates.
Wow.
So that's $2.5 million, right? Is my math right on that?
That is so cool.
Just amazing.
Why didn't I go to UMass?
Right? The right. UMass kids are like, holy moly. So he had 4,000 customized envelopes. So maybe there's 4,000 of them.
That's really
crazy.
Cool. I love that. That's neat.
Everybody gets... Yeah. Yeah. He founded, so this guy, he founded a company called Granite Telecommunication.
Okay.
There is a lot of money in this media thing, just
sure.
not for us, but the people who own these things.
Yes.
Pretty cool. So that's pretty neat.
Nice.
He said, that the greatest joy is the gift of giving.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Love it.
Yeah. Like, you know, Seth going off to NYU, probably decent chance there's some sort of famous graduation speaker.
Oh, you think
speaker.
So. Yeah.
I think Taylor Swift gave a graduation address at
cool.
NYU one year.
Yeah. Yeah. And many of those people who would be higher profile in the world of, you know, famousness probably live in New York.
Right.
Have a home in
Makes
New York.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel sort of robbed. Like I think my graduation speaker was like the, you know, CEO of Sears or something.
I think mine was like the fourth level provost of one of the colleges of something or other.
I gave the speech for the College of Communication.
Did you really? Of course you did.
So
of course you did. What am I saying?
And I gave a speech about mentoring.
Good topic.
Because I had a terrific mentor. And you know what's funny? So I can say this because my parents aren't listening. But my parents were sort of miffed that I gave a speech about my mentor instead of about them.
Oh. Well.
Kind of fair, I guess.
They're your mentors too, but they're also your parents.
It's just different.
A true mentor is a different category for
yes.
sure. Yeah.
But I reward my parents by occasionally throwing them under the bus on this radio station that they can't hear.
And how do you know that they're not listening to you on the
Odyssey
app?
They sure could be. Mm-hmm. I know they have in the past, so I'm playing with fire here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
It's true. You got to think about the politics of that stuff.
Like, I know.
Who are you going to upset by giving a speech? My oldest is the student body president at Maple Grove.
Yes.
And Seth just opted out. It's like, I'm not going to give a speech. So, like, you have to apply to give a speech.
Oh, wow.
It's not like the class. When we were in school, you know, it's different now, right? Like, when we were in school, the valedictorian got to speak.
Yes.
And now, like, I don't know, schools don't have a valedictorian.
Mm.
Because
they don't?
No. Now, the kid who is number one in the class knows it. But most schools do, like, a top 1%.
A group thing.
Because you don't want to make, well, first of all.
It's PC, right?
It is. And I sort of get it because, like, I don't know, when you have that sort of, kids can game the system, right? Like, you take easier classes, so you penalize a kid who takes a tougher class. But then, like, how do you break the tie? So a lot of, at Maple Grove, they give an award for straight A's all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there were probably 40 kids who got it.
Wow.
And you're like, that's impressive.
Yes, it is.
But you're like, how do you decide who's number one?
Yeah.
Sort of stupid at that point.
Lots of number ones to celebrate.
Everybody's a winner nowadays.
Yeah, kind of. Yep.
Sort of how it goes. Gas prices.
They're down.
They are down. I feel like, and when it comes to gas prices, your feelings, I think, matter more than the reality.
Yeah.
It feels like we went down. Right? Like in the winter, we were down around like $3. We were closing in on $3. Mm-hmm. And now we're at $3.50. And I feel like gas prices are high.
Yeah.
But compared to
last year. Yeah.
What was it? $4.20?
Over $4. Yes. I do remember that.
No. Gas prices are funny, right?
Yeah.
Do you get worked up about it?
I used to.
I used to also.
Now I'm not really the person who keeps the gas tank filled.
Ah.
Chris kind of takes care of that, so I don't pay as much attention as I used to. And we are a one-car family, so he always
nice.
Fills
that
up, though,
nice,
like
yeah.
at Sam's or Costco at the cheaper rate, which is nice.
So I looked at, you kind of look at the credit card rewards you get. So often when I compare Costco to, like, the regular gas station.
Yep.
If you factor in that you don't get credit card rewards at Costco, you're like, just go to whatever gas station's close.
You do get rewards at Costco.
If you have, like, the special Visa that gives you.
Yeah.
Like, but usually not at the gas station.
Mm.
I don't think.
Okay. I guess I don't know.
Yeah. Watch it, folks.
I know. I shouldn't talk about things I have no idea what I'm
No, saying. You should. Like, that's what keeps this whole operation moving. A texter says Paul Douglas was the speaker at U of M graduation.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of, I think Paul Douglas would be a good.
He'd be funny, yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's a lot of pressure. Like, you have to be funny. You have to be inspiring.
Yes, I know. I don't think I could ever do it.
Be funny?
Well, just come
inspiring?
Up with the right message that would resonate
that's
with people.
It's not trite.
Yeah.
You don't want to be obvious.
No.
And you see, like, Oprah or, like, Gayle King, they played a clip of Gayle giving a graduation address.
Yeah.
Like, she called out some college boyfriend that broke up with her.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That sounds like Gayle.
That's that poor dude.
I know.
Can you imagine? You're just sitting at home. You're sitting maybe with your current wife or maybe with a husband. Who knows what you've decided with your life.
Yes.
And that you got the CBS mornings on. And just a drive-by attack from Gayle King? You're like, what did I do? It's rough.
It is rough.
Got to settle scores. I didn't date that many people. I have nobody to settle a score with.
Yeah, me neither.
You're going to love this story from Mary Devine. We love her. Great reporter for the Pioneer Press.
Yes.
It's a story about a teacher-student connection at Lake Elmo Elementary School, and it's all around Post-it notes. Make it happen. Mom, Maggie Helwig, goes to school, opens her youngest son's locker. He's in fourth grade. And all the walls, the inside of the door, the inside of the locker, the back of the locker, colorful Post-it notes everywhere that her son, Finn, who's 10, got from his fourth grade teacher, Pam Mose.
Oh, my gosh.
So at a parent-teacher conference in the fall, Jed and Maggie, mom and dad, told Ms. Mose, that Finn responds to positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
He'd struggled, never really liked school, starting in kindergarten. It just never, some kids, it just
motivated.
Doesn't click.
It's, yeah.
And so the teacher, every night, opens his locker and puts in a note. It's so sweet.
That's wonderful.
Great job in reading yesterday.
Oh.
You worked hard on Friday afternoon. You had such a perfect day yesterday. Do it again today. It makes me tear up. It's so nice.
That is going the extra mile.
He had 30 of them posted in his locker. The others are in his home in a box for safekeeping.
Oh, I love that.
But he said, you just think like, we hear so much about teachers and like, oh, this and that. And you're like, here's this teacher in Lake Elmo who's just like, you know what? Let's see if it works.
Right.
And she said she noticed an immediate change in his behavior once she started leaving the notes.
That positive reinforcement.
Oh,
amazing.
All right.
Love it.
I'm going to wipe the tears away. Mm. It's so sweet. Mm-hmm. So sweet. Good job. Good job to this teacher, Pam Mose. Good stuff. All right. Private grade school. How much does that cost?
A lot.
I was surprised by a survey that the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal did. We'll talk about that. Plus, new restaurants coming to Lake Minnetonka area. That and more as the D Rush Hour News headlines continues here on a Friday on CCO. All right, May 26, almost June. Can almost taste it. We continue with the D Rush Hour News headlines. So private grade school. My kids go to public schools. I have lots of friends with kids at private schools. So how much are they shelling out here in the Twin Cities? Well, the Minneapolis St. Paul Business, there's no change being given, I'll tell you that much. They took a survey, and parents of students at the Twin Cities' largest private schools are spending up to $40,000 in tuition this year, or as little as $2,000. So the Business Journal survey of the private schools asked pre-K through 12 to provide their current tuition. The Blake School is the metro's most expensive out of the 28 largest schools. Now, some of the info is taken from school websites, and there's always, financial aid for need, grade level. Are they in the church? All these different things, if it's a Catholic or a religious school. So Blake's highest is almost $40,000, $39,788 for eighth graders, and that includes a trip to Washington, D.C. It's about 8% more than last year's highest tuition rate for Blake. Blake has 1,300 students, so it's the biggest private school in the area. Breck in Golden Valley is a little smaller. It's affiliated with the Episcopal Church, but Breck has the third highest tuition. It's $35,000. Mounds Park Academy's top tuition is $36,000. But then Providence Academy in Plymouth is a relative bargain, $20,000. Hill Murray in Maplewood, $15,000. About 20,000 students, if you add up all the biggest private schools in our area. It's about the same as last year. In previous years, we have seen a big growth in private schools as some parents pulled their kids from public schools because of closures during the pandemic. Two new restaurants coming to the Lake Minnetonka area. One opened today. It's open right now. Star Tribune reporting on Lost Bay. Lost Bay debuts in Tonka Bay. It's had a boat slip. Or what do they call it? It's a marina. It's at a marina. Used to be a marina. Tequila Butcher was there last year. Tequila Butcher got kicked out. Lost Bay Inn. 140 people. 10 boat slips. Lost Bay will have, tiki drinks, frozen cocktails. One drink and a pineapple. Kind of nachos, fast casual type food. DJ and live band coming there soon. So that group is run by a couple of guys who are partnering with Chef Danny Del Prado. With a restaurant called Leyline, and that's coming to downtown Excelsior. I didn't know about this one. 301 Water Street, right on the edge of Excelsior's Main Street. So this team runs Josefina and Maconda and Wyzetta. Leyline Has a longtime Bar La Grasa chef who's going to run the kitchen. They'll have like kind of a water inspired, so lobster rolls, oysters, burgers, martinis. Sounds good. New baseball rules. We've been talking about these new rules a lot. What is the real change here? And New York Times taking a look at some of the changes. Through Monday, the average time of a 9-inning game, 2 hours, 37 minutes. Fastest Major League Baseball pace since 1984. Last year, through this same number of days, it was 3 hours, 5 minutes. That's a half hour. That's a big deal. What else? Stolen bases. I thought this was really interesting, Dan. Stolen base attempts up to 1.8 per game, the most since 2012.
Yep.
78.7% success rate, highest rate in history. The interesting part of this to me is that the five teams with the lowest payrolls are the five teams with the most steals. Oakland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland. And it sort of makes sense why.
Sure, they're looking for every marginal advantage they can get their hands on because they can't afford to just out-talent people.
And they tend to be younger because they're cheaper. So their payroll's low. Younger players are faster. Kind of an equalizer, not an equalizer compared to the big payroll, but at least another tool in the tool bag, another weapon for the low payroll teams.
Yeah, another place. You know, the whole money ball phenomenon is about finding, you know, small areas
little
of advantage, and this is just another place you can do that.
The ban on shifts has worked as well. Batting average on balls in play is up to 298. That's up 6 points. And there's more fielding. You're seeing left-handers hitting a little higher on pulled ground balls and pulled line drives. So future generations of lefties, says the New York Times, may never know the angst of their predecessors. That is true. 529, we're going to keep the baseball talk going as we walk you up to, well, we have a little Henry Lake before a Twins pregame tonight. Twins playing at Target Field. Dan Hayes with some breaking news from the Twins coming up in just a minute on CCO.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.